Catherine turned away her head, not knowing whether she might venture to laugh. "I see what you think of me," said he gravely. "I shall make but a poor figure in your journal tomorrow."
"My journal?"
"Yes, I know exactly what you will say. Friday, went to the lower rooms, wore my sprigged muslin robe with blue trimmings, plain black shoes. Appeared to much advantage, but was strangely harassed by a queer, half-witted man who would make me dance with him and distressed me by his nonsense."
"Indeed, I shall say no such thing."
"Shall I tell you what you ought to say?"
"If you please."
"I danced with a very agreeable young man, introduced by Mr. King. Had a great deal of conversation with him, seems a most extraordinary genius. Hope I may know more of him. That, madam, is what I would wish you to say." There is no right or wrong answer when it comes to the question of whether it is best for brothers and sisters to share a bedroom. One advantage of sharing is that children often settle better and feel more secure at night in the close company of a sibling. Another lovely thing about siblings sharing a room is that they have a chance to develop their relationship in a natural way, often in the absence of their parents. They learn about sharing space, respecting privacy and belongings, and about sharing secrets too. What do chameleons do? They don't change colour to match their background. Never have, never will. Complete myth, utter fabrication, total lie. They change colour as a result of different emotional states. If they happen to match the background, it's entirely coincidental. Chameleons change colour when frightened or picked up, or when they beat another chameleon in a fight. They change colour when a member of the opposite sex steps into view. And they sometimes change colour due to fluctuations in either light or temperature. Chameleons can rotate and focus either eye independently to look in two completely different directions at once. But they are stone deaf. The Bible forbids the eating of chameleons. Meanwhile, outside, Ethel's eagle eye had seen Mildred and Enid vanishing into the cupboard. So had Maud, who secretly wished she had been with them. Life had been such fun with Mildred as her best friend, and a whole term in Ethel's company had been very unpleasant indeed, especially as Ethel would keep going on about how dreadful Mildred was. As Maud and Ethel passed by the cupboard, Ethel turned the key and locked the door.
"Ethel," said Maud as they marched on into the assembly hall, "that was mean. You'll get them into trouble. Miss Cackle said she'd expel Mildred if she did anything else."
"Exactly," said Ethel triumphantly.
"I think you're a beast," said Maud. "I'm going to creep back and let them out."